And now a word from our sponsor. Are you tired of a standard commode cleaner not getting the job done? Then you need to try Vampire Cleaner. Just a small bite or bit of Vampire Cleaner and your toilet will sparkle in sunlight. Find Vampire Cleaner next to the Justin Bieber Barbie collection in your local grocery store. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 91.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
I'm Jenny Lewis.
And this is the show where we tell funny life stories, our funny life stories, your funny life stories, everybody's funny life stories, but stories of being an amateur at life or just the funny stuff that we see around the world, around the net, around our lives, around you, like a hug.
Do you put a net around them? Is that what you just said? I wasn't listening.
I was building up to something emotional here.
Oh.
This is comedy that hugs you.
Aww.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That's adorable.
And then it slaps you.
And then, yeah.
And then it what?
Slaps and then it you. Slaps.
Yeah. It's kind of a manic depressive slapstick sort of comedy. Humor.
Speaking of slapping, I got an awkward man hug from my brother outlaw recently.
Eek.
Because
what?
He patted my back 4 times. And that's just not the way a man hug should be. A man hug is supposed to be 2 times.
Two.
It's, you know, hug and then pat, pat.
Some say 3.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3. 3 if you want to be generous, but never 4. That's the point, is you never do 4 pats on a man hug.
He was being generous. You should be thankful.
True. We shed blood together in battle.
Now, what's this outlaw business?
My brother outlaw. He's my sister-in-law's husband.
It would at least be out of law.
Out of law.
Out of law.
Because it's not brother in of law.
No.
It's brother in law and brother outlaw.
Shut up.
I'm. This is the podcast where I shut up and everyone else gets free bear hugs, courtesy of JJ Lestrand.
Who's in our chat room live.
Yes, we do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx.
Are you saying that after everyone listens to the podcast, they're going to need a hug?
They might.
They or, very well might.
No, this is the kind of podcast that gives them a hug.
Aww.
And our listeners
are
hugging kinds of listeners.
Sure they are.
And they're giving redneck hugs and stuff. But you can check out the chat room and all of that stuff when we do this live.
I can't believe you just said that.
So let's talk about what's happened lately. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. I'm going to share some relationship advice I gave someone recently.
Oh
man, are they okay?
I don't know.
You didn't okay this by me. Check with me before you talk.
Congratulations on the baby. Now,
what?
We were at a grocery store. Jenny and I were at a grocery store.
That is hilarious. Wait, oh, was that
it's,
not
it's
it?
Okay. We're married. We can go to grocery stores together.
Oh, gee.
Walmart date night, honey. No. We went.
Pretty much.
Hey, you can get some cheap food at Walmart, you know, just buy a little packet of cookies for dessert and stuff. Eat it while you're walking around.
Cricket.
It's dinner and a show if you just watch the people on Walmart.
Romantic cricket.
So
yes.
We're going through the checkout line and there's this young girl. She looks maybe in her low 20s.
Low 20s. How about early?
Younger. Or, yeah, early. I guess it's low 20s if it's a temperature rating.
She was really cold, let me tell you.
Well, she looked at us and she said, "You guys look like a young couple." So I, and then she said, "You are a couple, right?" And Jenny said, "Yeah, we're married." And she said, "You look like you might be the creative type. So can I ask you a question?" And she said that she has some tickets to a local game. I don't know if it was basketball or football. I think it was a football game. She had tickets to this local football game that she wanted to give to her boyfriend, but she wanted to give it in a creative way. So she was asking us for suggestions. And she said, she asked me, she looked at me and she said, if you were getting tickets, would you rather receive them this way or this way? And I'm not a sports fan at all, so I wouldn't want to receive tickets. But she listed a couple ways, and I thought for a moment, I just couldn't come up with something, and then I came up with pure brilliance.
Oh.
It was so pretty brilliant, okay. I must say.
So I hope that this girl's boyfriend is listening, and if he is, or if he happens to find us, I want to hear from you if your girlfriend did this, and if you too thought it was pure brilliance. So here's the advice I gave to her. I said, you do this, and it may seem weird, but you do this and your boyfriend will love you for it. He will think it is totally awesome.
He will love you for at least 2 weeks.
It would be pretty unforgettable too.
He will tell all of his friends about it, all of his coworkers about this. I told her, wrap the tickets in bacon.
Oh my gosh, and let him let the grease destroy them and then let him bite a good sizable chunk of them out and swallow it.
Yikes. She just looked at me like with this really weird face, and I was like, seriously, bacon makes everything awesome. So I think it would be awesome if she actually did that, and she probably didn't. But she probably told him, this one guy, this one really weird, intense guy, told me that I should wrap it in bacon. And he's probably thinking, well, why didn't you? Aren't I good enough for bacon?
What do you expect from this? Probably caused them to break up.
I might have, because if she'd put bacon with the tickets, they'd probably still be
together. You just said the tickets.
Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
I have several little noodles to update everybody with.
Like the elbow kind or the wheel kind? Or?
I think they have to be ramen to be on this show.
Okay.
But they're little. They're in pieces. Okay. Somebody broke them before they were cooked. You know how dry noodles can do that?
We are not noodle-less.
Sound like you.
We don't discriminate. Discriminate. We don't discriminate against noodles.
We're educated.
I mean, when I finally get around to launching the new Noodle Mix website, mm-hmm. that logo has like macaroni style noodles in it, not ramen noodles.
Oh.
So you may tell your story without racism and without prejudice.
Good. I'm really confused at this point. Well, one interestingly funny thing, there are different kinds of funny, as you're well aware, is that it feels like it's been about 3 weeks since we did this podcast. It's only been one, but the reason is that this is the only podcast I'm used to doing. But since the last time we recorded the Ramen Noodle, we've recorded 3 episodes of our new podcast, Once Upon a Time podcast. And so each recording has made it feel like it's been another week.
If you hear a little bleep in there, then I bleeped out the name of the podcast because we haven't officially launched it yet.
You're going to launch it within like hours. Yes?
No.
No?
The website's not done.
Oh. You can just take out this whole section. I can start again. So no, just go those ahead. Of you listening live probably already know about it anyway. Beep, you have, I know beep, you've put it out.
Beep, beep.
No beep, beeps. Beep, beep. You've put it out beep. Somewhere. Let's make a funny beep, argument beep. Out of this.
Oh, no, you will not make a funny argument out of this.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You want to go?
I'm going to go get my superhero mom to come. I'm telling on her. No, I'm going to tell my witch mom. Wait, which mom should I tell?
Witch mom?
Yeah.
Don't start no, won't be no.
But
I don't know. Make sense. I just wanted to talk smack.
So, Cardi.
So,
what? Well, never mind that then, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so recording our other podcast about Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. It's hard to guess the name. It's super secret and not intuitive at all. It's been on Twitter. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. Also, we talk about Minecraft occasionally, and I would like to share that I recently had a little bit of an unintended adventure on Minecraft. I built myself a new balcony, and I fell off. And I won't get into all the stuff about the game, but I ended up far from home and lost. I told Ian, one of our listeners, lost. That sounded nothing like lost. But I told Ian in the game, who listens to this podcast and who's in the chat room right now, I told him that I fell off a balcony. He posted on Facebook once I clarified tonight. He says, I thought you fell off a balcony in real life. Ha ha, wasted so many prayers on your Minecraft character.
Sweet, Ian.
I am touched.
Maybe your Minecraft character will be glowing when you get back on.
No wonder I found my way home. So that just happened as we've been recording. But you know, something else happened at work this week.
Oh.
I often take a reusable plastic coffee cup. You know, the kind that sort of look a little like the disposable ones.
Yes.
It kind of has the built-in, what do you call those things? The sleeve that goes on the cup to protect your hand.
It looks just like the fake fruit or the fake, like, pies and cookies and stuff you see at craft shows. It's like, oh, that looks so deliciously real. And then you realize, no,
times,
it's been coated plastic. In wax.
Yeah, a couple of times I thought it was real, and like. I tried to bite into it, and I found out it was a fake cup. And that was just disappointing, to be honest.
Yes, because you always eat your cups.
Exactly.
Good luck with that glass one you got right there.
Ooh, yummy. But this cup, it might look like I got it at a coffee shop, but when you pick it up, it does not feel, I mean, it has no give. It's plastic. Well, long story short, I couldn't find it when I went to leave work the other day. And I was looking around. I almost left because I thought, well, I can't find it right now. Maybe it was in the way and it got moved. But surely no one would throw that away. Well, I was kind of glancing in the trash cans, but that wasn't serious. Somebody threw it away.
Did Shirley throw it away?
What? I was even trying to make that a joke, and it just didn't work. Shirley, it was... No. Shirley had nothing to do with this. Leave Shirley out of this. Yeah. So somebody threw a plastic cup away. I mean...
A non-disposable plastic cup.
That's right.
Wow.
Who does that?
Shirley does.
Yeah. So it was found.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder if the person who found it is the one who threw it away. I'm standing there going, who would do that? And then I was like, oh, I wonder if he did.
Oh, I saw one. It went this way. It went this way.
Wait, what? My cup was traveling through the air?
Dory.
Dory. Oh, you were quoting Dory. I knew that was your female voice.
Yes, that was.
You abolished those sound effects just because I made the female voice joke all the time, didn't you?
No, we just sometimes don't do that segment as much
anymore.
I'm
his new female voice.
Yeah.
Oh, so many directions to go with that. I have another story. I'm still debating whether to share it, so move on.
Share it.
By the way, in the chat room, since Ian is in the chat room, people are asking him to... asking him to pray for them and their games like Angry Birds.
I didn't notice that until just now.
I can imagine Ian now. Ian, you need the website gamerprayer.com. Dear Lord, please bless this angry bird.
Yeah, Ian and is Ian. Scottish.
I didn't even think that was Scottish, let alone Ian.
Oh my my goodness. We need Ian to call in. We need him to call in and pray for this podcast.
Lord, help this angry bird to be forgiving. Please bless the pigs with their own food so they don't have to keep stealing from the angry birds.
Oh my gosh.
Jinx!
I think we've just been double jinxed.
You owe me coffee, Jeremy.
I was going to say you owe me iron ore in Minecraft, but not really.
Well, I do, because I knocked your hat off that one time.
Let him fly with Godspeed and great power. Suspected Apollo.
Oh. Mentioned. I was like, where did he get that?
Yeah. Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
It's something that actually happened today, and it was kind of a miscommunication on Twitter. I was direct messaging someone who I will not name, and I told this someone not to come because this person has a cold right now.
Oh.
And he came over to the house for some time, and then I told him not to come back until he was 100% healthy, and I got no reply. So I was like, oh no. And then my next tweet, let's see, it was about 15 minutes later. I said, I will make you soup and have Daniel bring it over to you if you want. I just don't have a very strong immune system. No reply.
He's and, dead. That's why.
And then 20 minutes later, I'm sorry if that seemed harsh. No reply. And then a few hours later, I said, oh, great. Have I offended you? And then I got a reply. He was like, haha, no, you haven't. He was diligently working, which usually I get like a DM right back whenever I DM him.
So you're saying usually he's not diligently working.
Exactly. Anyway.
You know, I think his boss listens to this podcast occasionally.
Communication.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's good that I
sometimes at work.
Yes.
That's good that he went unnamed.
So I guess his boss occasionally is undiligently working as well. Undiligentlyworking.com. I wonder if that's available.
Yeah. The last thing that he said was, I'm not actually sick, I have allergies, but the soup would still be nice.
Yeah, bachelors will do anything for free food.
So that was relief. It was definitely a relief. But I was kind of
you were sweating
panicking.
For a good half hour.
Uh-huh. No, it was longer than half an hour. I was kind of stressed out.
But for everyone else, there's MasterCard. I mean,
what?
Everyone else can't come if they're sick.
Yep. So, Jeremy,
coughing
if you get
cricket.
Sick, if you get sick, we're Skyping you in.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. So now, let's see. What should we do next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I think we should do Jeremy's next story next.
Oh boy.
Yes. You know what? In fact,
do it.
I think we should do Jeremy's story.
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good. I can tell.
You should record me doing that.
I even pulled out the female voice for you to do that.
Whoa, he like headed me off at the pass. Not in his female voice anymore. Voice still worked. All right, here goes.
Which one are you telling? The Minecraft or?
No, the potentially awkward one. At least it was just one of those moments. So I was at work. Again, I tend to do that.
And working diligently.
Yes.
Yeah.
But occasionally singing random songs. And somehow... people were talking about Christmas songs and their favorites and all of that. And somebody brought up the song Santa Baby. And I proceeded to begin to sing Santa baby. And that's as far as I got. And this girl goes, ooh, that was seductive.
Yikes.
I started laughing. She's going, you sounded like that guy who sings songs. I was like, that narrows it right down. So apparently I'm open to decide who I sounded like, which, you know, I can pick whoever I think sounds best. But, yeah, so that happened. They kept trying to get me to do it again, and it doesn't work like that. Whatever I did.
I grew up in a family that did not do anything Santa, and certainly nothing Madonna. Is that who did that song?
Madonna?
Yeah, or Mona Lisa. I get the two mixed
what?
Up.
What? Somebody, I'm sure there have been many one covers. The most famous
one of them is very flat and never smiles and is kind of ugly. And the other is a painting. I get them mixed up.
That's really weird. Eartha Kitt is perhaps the most famous and one of the oldest recordings. Also the voice of Yzma in The Emperor's New Groove.
What? Really?
Yes.
Well, growing up, not having Santa... yeah, we never had Santa for Christmas. We always had turkey instead.
Oh boy.
I've heard that song before, but I also didn't listen to Madonna or whoever sings that song. And I was thinking though, here's my logic. It's a Christmas song. I'm hearing something baby, and somewhere along the way it just stuck with me that the lyrics were actually "It's a baby."
Oh, we had a baby, it's a boy.
So I was always thinking they were singing "It's a baby," but I couldn't tell why they're talking about baby Jesus and then suddenly talking about a chimney.
Wow.
And coming down the chimney and
such logic.
Yeah, well, it's a pop song. They're not necessarily logical
pop song. It's pretty darn old.
Oh,
pretty darn old. Eartha Kitt was pretty darn old, to be honest.
Eartha Kitt. Does she sell make your own Earth kits?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. That's probably
hopefully it's not multiple choice, but I think I'd still pick no.
Well, how about since I set you up so much with a story, how about I pull another story out of your head?
Out of my head?
Yes.
That sounds painful.
What story?
Minecraft.
Good Minecraft. Grief.
I have another Minecraft story?
Yes. Oh. How you got Minecraft in the first place. And the continuing story.
The continuing story / saga / I'm not prepared for this. How will it go?
Well, I'll start.
You gave it to me.
I'll start. I'll lay the foundation here.
You lay the foundation. It's really your story.
No, until it gets to the awkward part. When it gets awkward, then it's your turn. I had gotten Minecraft first because, as you know, Faye had sponsored an episode of The Ramen Noodle if she asked me to not talk about poop or any other bodily functions.
Thank you, Faye. That was a good episode.
She gave me a Minecraft code, and I started playing it. It was really fun. Then Jenny and I started sharing my account, and like we could never both play at the same time, and we always wanted to be playing at the same time and all of that stuff going on. And so I wanted to try and get an account for her, found someone who a way that I could get an account for cheap. And then Jeremy was seeing us play and hearing about it, and Jeremy wanted to play too, and we Indeed. Wanted Jeremy to play with us, and we thought it'd be relaxing, a little creative outlet for him. And I went looking all around for a code for Jeremy in some way that maybe we could raise some money, which was difficult because I'd already spent money on Jenny's code and money that technically we didn't have. But that's okay. Someone
they ate ramen noodles for 2 weeks.
Wait, that would have been a feast. No.
Wow. I feel so sad right now.
No, this gets better. It's okay. Remember, this is comedy that hugs you, not that comedy that needs a hug.
Please tell me that's not our new tagline.
Oh, God.
Comedy that hugs you.
It could be.
That could be creepy.
Hey, Dachshund, you still want to be the co-host?
So So among the places I was looking for codes, I was looking on sites like Craigslist, like everywhere on Craigslist, not just locally. I looked everywhere, called everyone, emailed everyone. People on Craigslist just don't respond to treatment.
You could have been murdered.
I could have been, yeah. True. I wasn't.
Good. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
That would be bad for me.
Yep.
But then as I was doing Google searches or somewhere, I ran across Reddit. And Reddit is a site kind of like Digg, and both are sites where news is submitted and then voted up or voted down and certain things appear on the front page. But Reddit has this buy, sell, and trade section for video games. I got on there and saw that people were asking for Minecraft, selling Minecraft, all of this stuff. I tried to get Minecraft from a couple different places. Didn't work out. And then I see a guy that says, I'm giving away Minecraft. I have an extra code that I got, and I want to give it away. And so here's how it will work. And he asked for certain things, like if you want the copy of Minecraft, then here's what you do. If you want Minecraft for your friend, then what you need to do is a picture of both of you together, and you need to have your own Minecraft screen name on here, and your friend needs to be there. So what I did is I dug through all of my pictures, or digged through, whatever. I went digging through all of my pictures and found a couple pictures of me and Jeremy. I found a picture of me from my wedding, where I was like the happiest I could possibly be, huge smile. And then I found...
he's not that happy anymore. Is that what you're saying?
No, no, no.
Whoa. Whoa.
And then I found a picture of Jeremy in his green shirt, where it looks like really sad looking.
Yeah, big, was big not frown.
What I was going for, but and then I found a picture.
I found a picture of both of us together where I'm in the background doing something on my smartphone. Jeremy's in the foreground making a really mean, weird face. So what I did is I took the happy picture and I said, me with Minecraft. And I took the sad picture of Jeremy and I said, my friend without. Then I took that picture of us together where I'm doing something and it looks like I'm kind of smiling on my face. And I say, I have Minecraft. And then under Jeremy's ugly face. What? It is an ugly face. I mean,
oh my goodness!
You are making an ugly face.
Episode title.
Oh my gosh! Hand him a shovel.
So then, no, I already did the digging for this picture. So,
oh my goodness!
Under that, I said he doesn't. So it says, me with Minecraft, my friend without Minecraft, I have Minecraft, he doesn't. And then in big letters underneath it, it says, any questions? And the guy emailed me, he said, of all of the responses, yours was the best. Here's your code. So that's how I got Minecraft for Jeremy a couple or several months ago.
A couple, maybe several months ago.
And we will have this picture in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/91. I've shared it in the chat room so people could see it there and enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt we will put it in the show notes. You already put a picture of me with my face replaced with that of a Minecraft creeper in the show notes of a different episode. So why not this one?
Your head was that of a creep.
Well, whatever. I'm looking for the tweet that continues this story, but I can't find it. Suffice it to say, I've been enjoying Minecraft off and on for several weeks, and recently I got an at reply from somebody that I don't follow on Twitter saying, hey, somebody's looking for you over on Reddit.
Which...
like, how was it phrased exactly? Because I almost marked the guy as a spammer, but I went and looked at his profile like I usually do before I mark people as spam, and the guy was not a spammer.
Yeah, you sent me some message like you were so concerned about it.
Well, it's because I had just glanced at it, and I pulled it up, and it actually was, it was using my name in Minecraft, and it was saying, does anybody know this guy? This is who redeemed the code I gave away, blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't read through the whole thing yet, and I was like, whoa, what is this about? and how odd that they found me. It was only hours after the original post that somebody, it's not hard to figure out because my name on Twitter is very similar to my name in Minecraft. So, I mean, somebody just made a guess and figured it out. But as I read through, the guy was like, well, I'm not going to contact him on Twitter. That's just creepy. But apparently somebody else thought that it was not creepy and contacted me. He just wanted to know if I was enjoying Minecraft, which I am. So it was kind of a happy ending. Now, the funny thing is, I could have sworn that you said somehow I thought that a mutual friend of ours had donated money for me to have Minecraft, and that was what you used. And I was thinking, you know, I don't think I ever properly thanked him. So I almost sent him this thank you, and that would have been kind of awkward. Thanks so much. And what are you talking about?
Get off my lawn.
I don't think that applies.
Get off my Facebook lawn, but can you harvest my corn while you're at it?
There is no corn in Minecraft.
That's right.
No, but there is on Facebook. And there are far too many vegetables to be harvested on Facebook.
And so many people need help harvesting. And
It's like, come on, dude, harvest your own stinking crappy crops.
Crappy crops. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Where did the story go?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was about to join in. It's over now. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
I was trying to go for a, like, 2001 A Space Odyssey moment.
Oh, also, Santa Baby is a 1953 song. Yep.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Feedback from our listeners and other people who might not necessarily be listeners, but we like to pretend they are.
What?
Like your mom.
Oh.
Or maybe it's good that she's not a listener.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My mom's not a listener.
By the way,
I'm not a listener.
We have a new email address and a new phone number. The old stuff still works and it will work forever, but as.
Can you guarantee that?
Well, maybe not forever.
So if I find myself stuck in the year 2458 and I call that number, will it work?
Well, we'll see if we're still podcasting by then. We might have purchased all the other clean comedy podcasts by then, and like we'll be the only one. We'll have a monopoly on clean comedy podcasts.
It will be an epic war in a world where all has come down to the war between clean and dirty comedy podcasts.
The only clean comedy will be my clean comedy.
One voice sets out to clean up the airwaves / internet / whatever they use in the year 2458 or whatever year I said.
So, anyway, our new email address is feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. And the new phone number is 903-231-2221. The old stuff, like I said, still works, but I'm using the old phone number now for business use. So as Jadith kind of discovered, it came straight through to my phone. I saw this strange phone number on my phone and was expecting a business call right around then. So I went ahead and answered it, and it was Jadith. That's his Jadith 30 from the chat room. And he was like, oh, hey, I was actually trying to get the voicemail.
So what you're telling people is if they've listened to this podcast long enough to have the number memorized, or they go and listen to any other podcast in the archive, they've got your direct line?
Almost. But the thing is, I still put it on Do Not Disturb much of the day when I'm working.
Business that good? I'm just kidding.
It's so I can cry in the corner. I don't want people to call when I'm crying. But Winnie called, and hopefully she doesn't make us cry. But here's Winnie's feedback.
Hey guys, this is Winnie from Belgium. I just wanted to share something I heard my 9-year-old cousin say, but I won't say in what context it was said. Here goes. Our door is open, which means we've got everything ready to kill them. Bye.
Whoa. That's scary. scary.
Oh, I think there are some stores that go by that policy.
Our door is open, so that means everything's ready to kill them.
maybe that should be our new tagline for the podcast.
Yikes.
Our door's always open.
That so means we're ready to kill you.
No, that part's secret.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
You know what you love. I'll go kill it.
Oh, is that a quote from that podcast that we can't name?
Yeah, that's a quote from, well, that's a quote from Once Upon a Time. But watch for our Once Upon a Time podcast, which is launching very, very, very soon.
Yay.
And that way you can subscribe to it and get the wallpaper that we'll have, which I can guarantee our podcast probably has the best podcast cover art and the best theme song.
It's probably launching so soon that by the time you listen to this episode, we'll have announced the name.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably. But after having a nice chat with Jadith, where he confessed his love for us.
Really? What?
Undying
that
love.
Was not awkward at all.
Hey, I was the one that heard it. Imagine how awkward it was for me. No, we love you too, Jadith, in a kind of punch you in the arm sort of way. He then called back and left this voicemail for us.
The following is a top secret message from Noodle Labs for Daniel Lewis. If you are not Daniel Lewis, please hang up the phone now.
I can't hang up.
Oh, hold on.
Daniel, this is Professor Periwinkle with Noodle Labs. I've just heard that you have had a terrible oncoming. Program Freegon has initialized recognition of his software. This is terrible. What happened? How did you tell him?
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. This is not the problem. Okay, what we need to do is simply tell him that he is not just a CGI program. It's not just CGI effects. Oh, well, sound effects too. No, we can't tell him that. No. There should be a reset button somewhere on his back. Just hit it. Oh, wait, no, you can't. He's only CGI effects. Oh, this is terrible. I don't know what to do. I tell you what, just act like it's all a joke. Yes, that's what you do. Act like it's all one big joke. I have to go. The force.
Wow.
So am I to understand that there's some kind of hidden button on your back that turns you off? Sorry.
Should I correct that?
That was unintended.
I
shutting down.
Yes. He was actually talking about me.
Oh.
Because I apparently started to discover that I'm just CGI and sound effects.
Interesting.
So he thinks I need to be reset so that I won't remember.
I'm not sure if we can afford to reboot you, but we can certainly afford to boot you.
I feel loved.
That's why this podcast is comedy that hugs you.
Oh my.
Because somebody needs a hug.
When you're actually just reaching around to hit the button.
Come here.
Maybe that's why my brother outlaw gave me 4 pats on the back. He was trying to find the button.
That's it.
He gave up after 4 tries. If you guys have funny stuff that you want to share with us, funny stories, funny jokes, funny dramatizations, or anything, then you can send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. And please keep your audio feedback to fewer than 3 minutes and keep your written feedback to something that can be read in 3 minutes. So don't send a several page thing that takes 3 minutes to send.
You won't like what happens to it if we do read it otherwise.
Yes, because we might twisted.
You may anyway. When Daniel reads something, you don't know what words will the be inserted cries. Or punctuation or inflection. Yeah. You just never know what's going to happen.
Nope.
Like this. Noodles in the news. The time where we make fun of the stupid people who deserve it. Because they somehow got in the news. This is Noodles in the News. It's time for Noodles in the News, the section where this is Noodles in the News. Okay. I should probably stop.
Time is in a loop. What the heck?
Yeah, we're outside of time. Some of the funny things that I have seen on the web recently. And like I said, people doing stupid things. Remember how we've talked about planking before?
Yes.
Here is, this comes from, I can't find what website this comes from, but someone was arrested for planking.
I'd like to see those charges stick.
The article reads, "Why wasn't planking around when I was growing up? If you don't know, planking is a nationwide craze that involves people posting photos or videos of themselves lying face down, straight as a board, in unusual public places. When I was growing up, this was called..." Daniel, don't talk to those people.
I doubt they were unusual public places. I'll bet they were just public places in which it was unusual to lie down, lay down. Oh, dear.
Lie
down. Thank you. I thought so.
Let's see. A young man in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, was recently fined $303 for the charge of disorderly conduct. Apparently, orderly conduct is, I'm guessing, $299 or maybe $300. So the extra few dollars is for disorderly conduct.
No, it was probably a bad plank. And if he'd actually gotten it right, they would have lowered the fine. But since he did it and did it poorly... the higher fine.
Ooh, that would be so awesome. Do a plank right, you get a reward. Do it wrong, you pay. No planking here. The article never mentions anybody that he disturbed or any property that was harmed. This person is writing here.
This person.
Yeah. The guy writes, "I think the city was just upset that he had the audacity to podcast."
Nuh-uh. See, he even does it to the news.
To plank one of their squad cars. The assistant city attorney said that lying on a squad car is disruptive to the peace and good order of the community at large.
He was just mad that he didn't get to do it first.
If they'd been putting handcuffs on him and he just happened to stick his legs out behind him, I doubt they'd have complained that much.
New trend on cops. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? I'm gonna plank!
Wow.
Yeah, that could be a new trend among criminals. Plank when you get your... handcuffs on.
I know who the best planker is.
Oh?
It's Pinocchio.
Oh, my.
Because he's made out of wood.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's good.
But he wants to be a real boy!
So I can plank for real!
So, apparently, lying flat as a board is considered disorderly conduct.
Apparently. People, yeah.
There are worse things people could do.
I'll get all serious if I start talking about that whole thing.
This person who wrote the article then goes on to suspect that maybe the judge was just mad at him, or the police car, or the police officer.
Turns out the car was sentient and didn't really appreciate a stranger doing that.
Yeah.
If it had been one of the officers planking, it would have been fine.
If I was a police car, I wouldn't want people planking on me. Ain't no planking on me.
Oh, boy.
Ain't no planking on me.
This sounds odd, just saying.
Here's a story from droidgamers.com. This is a site that is about video games on Android phones. And here is a game. You've heard of the game Fruit Ninja, where you have to quickly cut fruit that's flying onto the screen. It's available for iOS, for iPhones, for iPod touches, for Android phones. This fruit pops up on the screen and you have to cut it really quickly.
With your finger.
Yeah, like you just ninja. Swipe your finger through it and you get extra points if you don't pick up your finger between swiping these different fruits. And there are other things like cannonballs and bombs and babies
lame.
And stuff that you
it's not lame
to cut.
Babies, you did not just say babies in that list.
Well, I can't remember there. It, I
Babies are not in the list.
I don't think they are.
You're not supposed to chop babies. Or karate.
Well,
chop.
Here comes a new game.
Huh?
Today sees another wondrous title released from Glue Mobile called Cut the Cheese, Fudge Dragon. Essentially a Fruit Ninja clone, at least in terms of game mechanics, this new game by Glue will appeal to the lowest common denominator in your sense of humor.
Oh my.
Which is why Daniel has brought it into this podcast.
Don't squeeze too tightly when this podcast hugs you. Basically,
I don't even know brain.
As cheese flies across the screen, you use swiping actions to cut the cheese just like you would in Fruit Ninja, and the fruit that flies on and off the screen. However, instead of bombs that end the game for you, it's the notorious Fudge Dragon.
Oh boy.
If you are looking for a full-featured Fruit Ninja type of game with Cut the Cheese, Fudge Dragon, you'll end up disappointed.
Good. Then what are we talking about?
Because it is...
I'm not getting it.
It is made of fart dust.
Fart dust.
But this does also remind me, as long as we got down this trail... There's another game called Muffin Knight, which I recently beat on my Android phone. It's pretty simple. You're a little knight that has to go around this very small map and collect these muffins. Well, these other creatures pop into the map, and you have to either kill them or avoid them.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yes, I am the Muffin Man.
Oh, you totally did not bite on that bait. Anyway, continue.
When you get a muffin, then your little guy... changes into something else. It could be a ninja, it could be a soldier, it could be Mr. Rainbow.
Really?
What the? Whoa. He was doing something real?
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad that didn't just come from the recesses of your brain.
You should play the clip that I sound just like that girl. Mr. Rainbow.
I wish I could just outright get it. But every time you get a muffin, you change your person type, and each person has a special ability. Well, you do also change into a unicorn at some point.
A pink fluffy unicorn?
No, it's a white unicorn.
Oh, that's
but
boring.
Its weapon is it poops little bits of rainbow.
No. Have you not shown this? It's piles. Piles of rainbows.
I stepped in some rainbow
Daniel,
the other day.
Why don't you demonstrate what it sounds like for the unicorn
so
to
you press
make
the
piles
button,
of rainbows?
You press the button that normally shoots something all cool-like, but if you're the unicorn, if you got a muffin, and then you change into this unicorn, then it makes this sound.
Did that. Oh my gosh.
And this little piece of rainbow poop is sitting there. And then when a bad guy steps on it, it blows up into this little rainbow swirl.
We like Mr. Rainbow best.
But actually,
tell them why you like Mr. Rainbow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to put my earphones back in. My brain is liquefying and I'm having a hard time keeping the earphones in.
Oh my goodness. It's just fun to say, Mr. Rainbow.
But the what Mr. Rainbow actually does is he's this crazy looking guy, but when you press the fire button with him, the screen suddenly fills with rainbows and everything on the screen gets killed.
It's magical.
Oh, I can do that in real life.
Really?
No, not really. I don't even know what that would imply, so let's forget I said that.
Ian in the chat room just said... In all caps. Remember, this is Ian who prayed for Jeremy's Minecraft character. I am not praying for any rainbow pooping unicorns.
You could pray for Mr. Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Mr. Rainbow. We'll have to show Jeremy this game afterwards.
Yes. Or maybe I could plug it into the sound and bring the camera over so people could see it afterwards. So
could you? For that
the,
would be
the live.
Let's
viewers.
Do that.
Exciting.
Yeah. This is why you need to come every Monday night live at 7 p.m. Eastern time to catch this show, because there are these extra little things that, well, you know, make the show a whole lot better.
That you know, I'm speaking and mid-sentence I got distracted.
Ooh, shiny thing.
Shiny squirrel!
Well, that will do it for tonight. We've got to wrap this up. But we would love to hear from you, your funny stories, your funny jokes, your funny things that you find. If your mom is really funny, then let us know and we'll invite her to be a co-host or a guest maybe with us.
Maybe.
Co-host.
Yeah. And if you are funny, then maybe we'll read your message too. Mm-hmm. But maybe. The invitation only goes out to your mom.
Someone send me a message. I never get any messages sent to me. Somebody should send me a message.
Aww, yeah. That is so sad.
Yeah. So email feedback at Clean Comedy Podcast. Address it to Jenny with some funny story. And we can hear your funny stuff. It can be funny stories, funny things that happen to you, awkward moments, jokes, funny prayers, funny explosive excrement.
No! Okay, he's just reading randomly out of the chat room now, and our chatters are saying some weird things.
Oh my.
At moments. Oh boy. Please don't send anything related to what he just said. At all.
And don't address that stuff to me. Please.
Send that to feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Oh, the hypocrisy. Clean.
Or call in to 903-231-2221. And you can get these links to the stuff that we mentioned over in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/91. And maybe as a bonus, I might have a video in there of this Muffin Night game.
Mr. Rainbow.
Yeah, so people can see some of this.
Try it, Jeremy. It's fun to say. Please. Bummer.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Bummer.
In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle.
You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
Your spelling always catches me off guard, even though you always spell it. I'm always opening my mouth just as you're okay. I'm going to say my name. All right. It's twitter.com/jennysnook.
And be sure to check out the show. If you haven't subscribed to it, please subscribe to us and tell all of your friends and your mom to subscribe and everybody you know that you love that you want to give a hug for Christmas. Tell them to subscribe to the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast at cleancomedypodcast.com. And you can also sign up for the newsletter, which I will be sending something funny out pretty soon on that. And also rate us in iTunes, shop through our Amazon affiliate link at noodle.mx/Amazon and all of that stuff. And join us next time for a Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time as we share more comedy for you. Comedy, seasoning packets of comedy.
That hug you. I mean, what?
Yeah, so next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. You can find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast, Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking, and our upcoming Once Upon a Time podcast. It will be awesome once you listen to it. So be sure that once we launch it, you check it out when we announce what the name of it is and the web address of it. So check it out and all of our other podcasts as part of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. MX.
Why are you doing that, Jeremy?
Oh, the suspense. Release the freaking podcast. I want to talk freely.